If you want to turn over to the 85th Psalm, we'll get there in a few minutes. But what the Lord had put on my heart, and this is obviously the Christmas season, is to speak a little bit about maybe the power that it was that it took. And Christmas is a time that we celebrate Jesus' birth and the miracle of God's power with that birth is on full display for all mankind, for everyone, to ponder. And I believe it's the greatest event in human history. And people can debate how the universe came into existence, how the earth was formed, how long it took, and so on and so on. And, you know, there are even some religious organizations that proclaim to be Christians that don't believe that Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit, and or that he lacks the ability to save any person. But we celebrate Emmanuel. We celebrate Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, who came to earth from heaven so that every man, woman, child, can experience God's great love. And if you know me, I like to ponder the celestial things, the things of the universe, and the things that are on display as we look into the heavens. And I think about, and I want you to maybe think about also this morning, consider the power that it took to create the universe. Where did that power come from? I mean, creation doesn't happen. There has to be a power behind it. And to me, it's just simply, I cannot comprehend the vastness of our physical universe. As much as we can look at these wonderful photos and things that we see, but I take it back even a step farther and I think, how did physical matter come from nothing? You know, the scientists, they can try all they want. They can't answer that question. They can't. The only answer is that God spoke it into existence. He's the creative power behind it all. You know, I talk with Michael, and he has, you know, he works at Lockheed Martin. Think about the natural elements. You know, you went to high school and you studied science and the periodic table of all these elements. How did they come to be? The distance from the earth away from the sun is so precise, if it was 2% either farther away or closer to the earth, it would either freeze or burn up. The fact that the earth rotates on an axis that is tilted so that we get a change of seasons. The ozone layer. The magnetic fields. If there weren't magnetic fields, this planet would support no life. Oxygen, helium, nitrogen, all these elements and things. The very existence of Earth as we inhabit it today is literally a mathematical impossibility. To have all these elements combined, so here we are. But here we are. How did that happen? All the earth, all the life in the earth, every one of us is a testimony of God's great creative power. And he did it because of what? Because he so loved the world. So literally, you're at the center of the universe. You're the apple of his eye. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, all of God's timeless and vast creation was and is for one singular purpose. to love us, to show his, not just his handiwork, but to show how much he loves you. You are at the center of his will. You are at the supreme result of his grace. All power and all love comes from his hand. And I think about Jesus. Now let's get to the birth. You know, Jesus always was with the Father. We read that in the gospel record of John. He never had a beginning. He never had an end. He was always with the Father in glory. But he humbled himself and transformed himself into a sinful man, but had no sin, so that he could bring us unto himself. To me, that's a miracle right there. Psalm 8 says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" Who are we? Who are we? Without him, we are nothing. I asked you to turn to Psalm 85. This is a precious little piece here that I stumbled across. I didn't stumble. The Lord led it to me. Verse 10 and 11. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Does that not speak of Jesus? Let's read it again. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. And to think, as we just sang, that God, before the beginning of time itself, before time, the dimension of time, was even created, set in motion his plan for Jesus to leave that realm of eternal glory, a realm that has no beginning, has no end, to leave that, to leave all that power for the likes of you and me. For the likes of me. Amen. Praise God. And he became a lowly man, the lowest of the low, so that he could get below us in order to raise us up. Sons of glory. That's who you are. That's who he has ordained you to be. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. And furthermore, he has given us the complete revelation of his word. You know, when you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and most of us, I think, here have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the infilling, didn't things just start to become more and more vivid and more real? And you could read portions of scripture that you've read 1,000 times, and all of a sudden, I never saw that. Is that what that says? You know, Jesus is everything. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. I hope this is the most blessed Christmas that you ever have. And wouldn't it be so wonderful? Well, you know what I'm going to say. Wouldn't it be so wonderful if he were to come right now? Isn't that what we look for? Isn't that our heart's desire? Because his heart's desire is you. He's our heart's desire. And it shall come to be. It shall come to be. Perhaps today. Well, God bless you this morning. Thank you all for your prayers. I love you all so much.